New Beginning, Volume 32, Issue 3, May through June 2019, Older Americans Month. Connect, Create, Contribute. In this issue, Loeffler Operations Manager Joyce Rom to retire on her upcoming retirement from the Department of Aging and Human Services. Page 4. Tips on traveling with seniors. Traveling with loved one who has care needs can be challenging, but also a great experience. Page 6. Do you struggle with diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol, arthritis, or osteoporosis? Are you looking for a way to stop and or reverse the steady decrease in physical strength and function that occurs as you get older? Page 13. Loeffler's Lunch Connection. Come out to enjoy these delicious lunches on Tuesday, May 14th, Thursday, May 23rd, Tuesday, June 11th, Thursday, June 27th, page 21. Diamond Dazzle Drop-Ins. Working on your diamond dots or similar diamond art kit project? Bring your current project and even a completed project to showcase. Page 25. From the Director's Desk by Lori Jennings Harris. Connect, Create, Contribute. In light of the recognition of the contributions of our community's older adults, the Administration for Community Living establishes the theme for Older Americans Month, usually annually, during the month of May. This year's theme is Connect, Create, Contribute, encouraging older adults to connect with friends, family, and services that support participation. Create by engaging in activities that promote learning, health, and personal enrichment. Contribute time, talent, and life experience to benefit others. Communities that encourage the contributions of older adults are stronger. By engaging and supporting all community members, we recognize that older adults play a key role in the vitality of our neighborhoods, networks, and lives. From https://acl.gov/news-and-events. Announcements/Older-Americans-Month-2019-Theme. The contributions of the older adults in our community and beyond are invaluable. Their wisdom, stories of the past, and life experiences have contributed to our present, which helped to shape and guide our future. The Department of Aging and Human Services epitomizes the attention to and support of the senior members of St. Mary's County and beyond. We embrace the importance of assisting older adults to remain in their own homes for us as long as possible. We provide vibrant, creative, and active programs that engage older adults physically, socially, and mentally. The department looks forward to continuing to serve in this role as we have for over 35 years. Together, we will connect, create, and contribute. New Beginning. The Commissioners of St. Mary's County, James R. Guy, President, Eric Colvin, Michael L. Hewitt, Todd B. Morgan, John E. O'Connor, Publisher, Lori Jennings Harris, Director, Department of Aging and Human Services, Editor, Taylor Gregg, 301-475-4200, extension 71074. New Beginning is published biweekly by the St. Mary's County of Aging and Human Services. Articles may be reprinted from this newsletter, but must be attributed to the SMCDAHS, New Beginning. To receive a copy of this newsletter through the U.S. Mail, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Editorial submissions should be sent to St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services, P.O. Box 653, Leonardtown, Maryland, 20650, or visit the website at www.stmarysmd.com/aging. Our mission? To provide an array of programs and services that foster continued physical and mental good health and promote healthy aging within the senior community. Page 4. Joyce Rom, Operations Manager of Loeffler Senior Activity Center, retires. Congratulations to Joyce Rom on her upcoming retirement from the Department of Aging and Human Resources. Joyce is set to retire on June 1st, following 13 and a half years of dedicated employment. Joyce began working with the Department of the Program Specialist at the Garvey Senior Activity Center in January of 2006. In July of 2006, Joyce was promoted to Operations Manager at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center. Through Joyce's leadership, hard work, and caring attitude, the center has grown as a community activity center for those 50 years of age and older who desire to remain active and involved with others. Today, the Loeffler Senior Activity Center is a vibrant facility that encourages healthful aging through social engagement, creativity, continued learning, and physical activity. Joyce brought many positive attributes to her work at the Department of Aging and Human Services Loeffler Senior Activity Center. Her friendly, welcoming attitude and contagious enthusiasm will be missed most of all. We thank you, Joyce, for your hard work and dedication and wish you a happy, healthful retirement. Life Program Audition / Pre-Registration Required. Bird Walk at Patuxent River Naval Air Station. Friday, May 17, tour limit to 14. Tour leaders, Betty Broadhurst and Dean Newman. 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The fee is $22. Join bird photographer Dean Newman for a morning of avian fun as we view the spring migration of birds passing through the Naval Air Station to breeding territories further north. At this time of the year, birds are at their most colorful stage and easiest to see. This outing will have very little walking or physical exertion other than getting in and out of the van multiple times. It is really important that you bring binoculars, as most birds will be high in the trees and difficult to fully appreciate with the naked eye. The tour concludes with lunch at the River's Edge restaurant on the base. Pre-register at any of the senior activity centers. Van departs promptly from the Loeffler Senior Activity Center at 7:30 a.m. Arrive by 7:15 a.m. to check in. To learn more, call 301-475-4200, extension 71063. Nutrition Corner by Donna Taggart, RD, LD, CDE. Email dtaggart26@hotmail.com. Do you notice food just doesn't taste the way it used to? Aging can impact how we taste and ultimately enjoy our food. This can lead to a significant impact on one's quality of life. We have thousands of taste buds, but as we age, our sensitivity to flavors and their ability to regenerate declines, beginning in our 50s. Along with this loss is the loss of smell. Often there is compensation with an exclusive use of salt or sugars, which can play havoc on your diet. While aging is the most common cause of loss in taste, the smell sensitivity medications such as some chemo treatments, antihistamines, antidepressants, inhalers, and blood pressure meds can also interfere. As many as 45% of adults 60 or older have a zinc deficiency, which can also affect the ability to taste. Dental problems and smoking can compound the problem. So what can we do? Try to add more color to your plate to help boost your appetite. Learn to use fresh herbs and spices to add flavor. Mustard, hot pepper, onions, garlic, and lime juice can provide a zing of flavor. If it worsens, see your doctor. For loss of taste, can also be a sign of disease. If you would like to consult with a registered dietitian to evaluate your diet, I will be at the various centers to provide individual counseling and presentations on current nutrition topics. Nutrition presentations by Donner Taggart, RD, CDE. Nutritional counseling by a registered and licensed dietitian and certified diabetes educator is available at St. Mary's County Senior Activity Centers to help address your nutrition needs and questions. Services are provided at no cost to you. Call Ms. Taggart at 240-538-6539 to schedule an appointment. Nutrition and Your Gut, Northern Senior Activity Center, May 6, 11 a.m. Garvey Center, May 13, 11 a.m. Loeffler Senior Activity Center, May 20, 10 a.m. Hot Topics, Keto Diet, GMOs and Organic. Garvey Senior Activity Center, June 17 at 11 a.m. Loeffler Senior Activity Center, June 24 at 10 a.m. and Northern Senior Activity Center, June 24 at 1 p.m. Call in advance to register. Garvey Senior Activity Center, 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Loeffler Senior Activity Center is 301-475-4200, extension 71658. Northern Activity Senior Center is 301-475-4200, extension 73101. Page 6. Caregiver Concerns by Daphne Benair. Some tips for traveling with care. Warm weather brings an outing and even vacations. Traveling with a loved one who has care needs should be challenging, but also a great experience. Some tips to do better experience. Tip 1. Plan ahead. Call ahead to see if the accommodations and attractions are accessible to people using walkers, wheelchairs, or if there are benches for frequent resting. Inquire within the hotel about wheelchair rentals. If attractions are outdoors, you may want to locate a nearby area that is air-conditioned and can be assessed if the heat or humidity becomes a problem. You may need to know how to access the public transportation where you are going, or get a taxi that is accessible. Prepare a list of medications and schedule of dosages. Also, make sure any medication allergies are listed. This can be helpful in case your loved one needs medical attention while you are on the road. Additionally, you will want to take insurance cards, physician's contact number, and emergency contact person that is not you. Tip 2, keep it simple. Don't try to do too much. Plan only one activity per day, allowing time to rest. If you have never traveled as a caregiver, you may want to do a day trip or weekend first to see how the outings go. This will give you some information about what your needs will be for a longer trip. Don't take on too much responsibility. Let someone else do the driving or fly to your destination. While traveling with people who have care needs, you could be pre-board, and it is suggested to carry a letter from the primary care physician justifying special accommodations for your loved one. Tip 3. Snacks and naps. If you are traveling with someone who has dementia, try to build your days around their usual sleeping, eating, and activity routines. This provides some stability for them and will help keep anxiety and confusion to a minimum. You may have to be willing to sit out some activities in order to provide that stability or rest time for your loved one. Being prepared ahead of time for this can help keep emotions in check and create an enjoyable experience for everyone. Prepare some snacks to carry with you. Your loved one may need a boost of protein or sugars at regular intervals. And don't forget water. Dehydration can ruin your day. Tip 4. Bathroom Matters. You will want to make sure any attractions you visit have accessible bathrooms for your loved one. You will want large stalls or family bathrooms so you can accompany your loved one and assist if needed. This can be scoped out with a phone call. If you need an accessible bathroom in your hotel room, request this ahead of time when you book your reservation. Letting the staff know what that means for you is important. You may need only grab bars at the toilet side, or you may need a roller in the shower. Let them know prevents hassles during check-in. If you are driving a long distance, make sure you stop frequently to use the restroom. Carry incontinence supplies and a full charge of clothing. It is also suggested to bring an occupied sign to place on the bathroom door in case you need a lengthy visit. Tip 5. Enjoy the journey. Be flexible with what activities and when you do them. The best laid plans get all out of whack sometimes. It is okay. This is more about the time and emotions you experience with your loved ones than it is about checking off a list of activities. Take photos to share with your loved ones later. If you are traveling with someone experienced dementia, they may not remember the trip well. However, they will remember how they felt about you during the trip. Make some smiles. Val Grubb, a writer and contributor to the New York Times blog Travel with Aging Parents, enjoys traveling with her mother. Page 7. Save the date. 27th Annual Southern Maryland Caregivers Conference, Friday, May 3, 2019. Southern Pine Senior Center, 20 Appeal Lane, Lusby, Maryland. Registration cost is $35. Sponsor and exhibitor opportunities available. For more information, please contact Calvert County Office on Aging, 410-535-4606. Whether you are assisting with the care of a spouse, parent, friend, or other relative, caring for someone is a labor of love. Designed for the family caregiver, this one-day event is a wonderful opportunity to enrich one's knowledge and skills in caring for people. The $35 conference fee. The $35 conference fee includes a continental breakfast, lunch, conference materials, exposure to service providers in the exhibition area, and the opportunity to attend professionally presented educational sessions. Seniors Farmer Market Nutrition Program. Check distribution. The Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program checks will be distributed to eligible seniors on a first-come, first-served basis on Wednesday, July 10th from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. in the Chesapeake Building Meeting Room, 41770 Baldridge Street, Leonardtown, Maryland, 20650. Eligibility information will be posted in Senior Activity Centers when available. To learn more, call 301-475-4200, extension 71072. Page 8 is the RSVP luncheon, and there are photographs of that luncheon. Page 9 is also photographs from that luncheon. Page 10. Senior Information and Assistance by Debbie Barker, Senior INA Manager. Legal assistance available. The Local Aid Bureau, Incorporated, will be providing free legal services at the Garvey Senior Activity Center in Leonardtown on Fridays, May 10th and June 14th. Legal services are available in the following areas: landlord-tenant disputes, denial of public benefits, bankruptcy credit problems, advance directives, expungement of allowable criminal charges. Simple will preparation will be available to single households with a gross annual income of less than $12,490 or $16,910 for a married couple. Wills will be prepared by a pro bono attorney working with the Legal Aid Bureau, Incorporated. Appointments are required by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71064. Medicare Seminar. The department will host a Welcome to Medicare seminar on Friday, May 10th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Chesapeake Building in Leonardtown. Attendees will receive information about Medigap policies, Part D, financial assistance, and an overview of what Medicare covers. RSVP is required by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Social Security fraud calls. Reprinted from the Social Security Administration website. The Office of the Inspector General, or OIG, continues to receive reports from across the country about fraudulent phone calls from people claiming to be from the Social Security Administration, or the SSA. Recent reports have indicated that unknown callers are using increasingly threatening language in these calls. The callers state, due to improper or illegal activity with a citizen's Social Security number, or SSN, or account, a citizen will be arrested or faced with legal action if they fail to call a provided phone number to address the issue. This is a scam. Citizens should not, again, should not engage with these calls or provide any personal information. SSA employees do not contact citizens, generally those who have ongoing business with SSA, by telephone for customer service purposes. However, SSA employees will never threaten you for information. They will not state that you face a potential arrest or legal action if you fail to provide information. In those cases, the call is fraudulent and you should just hang up. Unfortunately, scammers will try anything to mislead and harm innocent people, including scaring them into thinking that something is wrong with their Social Security account and they might be arrested. Everyone is encouraged to remain watchful of these schemes and to alert family members and friends of their prevalence. Efforts will continue to track these scams and warn citizens so that they can stay several steps ahead of these thieves. The OIG recently warned that some of these impersonation calls have spoofed SSA's National Customer Service phone number, displaying 1-800-772-1213 as the incoming number on caller ID. The Acting Inspector General urges citizens to be extremely cautious and to avoid providing information such as your Social Security number or bank account numbers to unknown persons over the phone or internet unless you are certain of who is receiving it. If you receive a suspicious call from someone alleging to be from SSA or Social Security Administration, you should report that information to the OIG at 1-800-269-0271 or online at https://oig-ssa-government-report. For more information, please visit https://oig.ssa.gov/newsroom/scam-awareness. Page 11. Celebrating centenarians. Did you know someone living in St. Mary's County who will be 100 years of age or older this year? We want to honor them. The first annual Department of Aging and Human Services Centenarian Luncheon will be held Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the James A. Forrest Career and Technology Center, 24005 Point Lookout Road, Leonardtown, Maryland, 20650. Family, companions, and caregivers welcome. Due to space constraints, honorees are limited to 3 guests. RSVP required by Wednesday, May 15th, 2019. For more information, contact Sarah Miller at 301-475-4200, extension 71073. or sarahmiller@stmarysmaryland.com. Page 12. Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, Tuesday, May 14th, 11:30 a.m., 5 South Event Center, 21030 Point Lookout Road, Callaway, Maryland. The community is invited to join the Commissioners of St. Mary's County, the Department of Aging and Human Services, and the Triad/SALT Council to honor this year's Law Enforcement Officers of the Year and remember the men and women who gave their lives in service to their community. The Officer of the Year from each agency will receive citations from the Office of the Governor, the Maryland Senate, and the House of Delegates, as well as plaques and/or certificates of appreciation from the Commissioners of St. Mary's County, the Department of Aging and Human Services, and the Triad/SALT Council. The community is invited to congratulate the Law Enforcement Officers of the Year and join them for lunch, free of charge, following the ceremony. The information, contact Sarah Miller at 301-475-4200, extension 71073. Or email sarah.miller@stmarysmaryland.com. Brought to you by the Commissioners of St. Mary's County, the Department of Aging and Human Services, and the Triad/SALT Council. Page 13, Focus on Fitness by Alice Allen, Division Manager, Senior Center Operations. Do you struggle with diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol, arthritis, or osteoporosis? Are you looking for a way to stop and or reverse the steady decrease in physical strength and function that occurs as you get older? Are you looking for a way to remain as independent and active as possible? Just for you, the Department of Aging and Human Services has the answer to each of these questions, and that is strength training. Now, don't be scared and give up reading quite yet. Learn the facts about strength training, and you too can be on the road to maintaining and improving your physical functioning and health. According to a recent article published by Harvard Health Publications entitled Strength and Power Training at Any Age, strength training is the most effective way to slow and possibly reverse much of the decline in muscle tissue, bone density, and strength that happens as one gets older. Strength training helps the heart work easier by boosting good cholesterol, HDL, and lowering body fat. It improves blood sugar levels, thereby combating diabetes. It builds muscle that help protect joints from injury. Strength training helps to ease the stiffness and pain from arthritis while improving range of motion. Strength training is the only exercise that targets the very sites most likely to sustain fractures from osteoporosis, the bones on the hips, spine, and arms. From Harvard Health Publication, Strength and Power Training at Any Age. There's more good news. It's never too late to start strength training. According to the same article, studies have shown that just 10 weeks of weight workout can dramatically improve strength, mobility, and agility in men and women in their 70s and 80s. Give strength training a try, and you too will find that most any activity becomes easier to do, and perhaps you can start some activities that you have given up or have become afraid to continue. When taking part in strength training, it is important to use proper form in order to avoid injury. It is recommended that you train 2 to 3 times a week with 48 hours between sessions. I would encourage you to complete 12 to 16 weeks of regular strength training in order to feel more energetic and confident. You could take part in strength training at the Garvey and Loeffler Senior Activity Centers, where classes are led by certified fitness instructors at a reasonable cost. We will cover this on page 32 of this newsletter. It'll have the times and locations of strength training classes. A men's only class is offered at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. All other classes are co-ed. Enhanced fitness classes also include a good strength training workout along with balanced cardio and flexibility components. And in honor of May's Older Americans Month celebration, enhanced fitness classes are offered for free. You can attend as many classes as you would like during the month of May without punching your fitness card. Please still use the touchscreen when you arrive so we know you've attended. Have a great workout. Stay strong. Stay healthy. Page 14, Garvey Senior Activity Center in Leonardtown, 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Older Americans Month, Garvey Senior Activity Center. Every May, the Administration for Community Living leads our nation's observance of Older Americans Month. We are pleased to announce the 2019 theme, Connect, Create, Contribute, which encourages older adults in their communities to connect with friends, family, and services that support participation, create by engaging in activities that promote learning, health, and personal enrichment, contribute time, talent, and life experience to benefit others. Communities that encourage the contributions of older adults are stronger. By engaging and supporting all community members, we recognize that older adults play a key role in the vitality of our neighborhoods, networks, and lives. To encourage participation, the Garvey Senior Activity Center is offering special programs through the month of May, focusing on the theme for this year. Contribute Your Life Experiences, Life Bio 101, an 8-week life story writing group. Fridays and Mondays, May 3rd through May 31st. No class, May 27th, 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. This interactive class is designed to provide a structure to introduce the power of life stories and to kickstart participation's efforts to capture memories, experiences, and values. Interesting exercises prime the pump of memories and lead to opportunities to listen and learn from each other's life journey. No prior writing experience is necessary. Participants will need to bring a spiral-bound notebook to class. There is no cost to attend. Attendance for all class sessions is highly encouraged. Space is limited. To register, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Connect with Garvey staff and special programs, Tuesday, May 14th, 8:45 a.m. Join the Garvey staff as they describe the programs offered, discuss happenings in relation to the center, and discuss the services provided. There will be a delicious continental breakfast provided and wonderful door prizes awarded. Space is limited. Make sure you sign up early. Create an inspirational quote, Monday, May 20th, 1:30 p.m. You can create artwork to be used in decorating the new Garvey Senior Activity Center. Join us in creating colorful, inspirational quotes for us to frame and use in the new Garvey Senior Activity Center. We will provide all supplies needed. Register in advance by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Wild Men, The Dawn of Rock and Roll. Performance with Story, Art and Song by Paul McKenney. Garvey Senior Activity Center, Wednesday, May the 1st. Lunch served at 12:30 p.m. Performance begins at 1:30 p.m. During this one-hour show, Mr. McKenney will present his pen and ink portraits of the 20 or so performers who created a musical shockwave in the mid-50s. The pictures are brought to life as he tells the story of the rapid rise and fall of these fascinating musicians, and sings many of their well-known hits in this unique and entertaining show. Get to the show, a meal of apple juice, pork roast, gravy, mashed potatoes. Prior to the show, a meal of apple juice, pork roast, gravy, mashed sweet potatoes, broccoli, whole wheat dinner roll, pineapple, and ice cream. Advance reservations are required. Space is limited. To make reservations, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Page 15. Handmade Stepping Stones with Deb. Garvey Senior Activity Center, Friday, May the 3rd, 10 a.m. Cost is $5. Come join Deb's crafting class as she shows you how to create beautiful stepping stones for your summer garden or to give as Mother's Day gift. Create your personal design. The cost per person for the class is $5. To register, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Uncle Sam Craft, Garvey Senior Activity Center, Monday, May 6th and Wednesday, May 8th, 10 a.m. Cost is $10. Just in time for the patriotic holidays, join us as we create an Uncle Sam decorative piece on a tall piece of reclaimed wood. The volunteers will instruct you on the proper techniques over the course of two classes. The cost for the class is $10. Space is limited, so be sure you sign up early. Book discussion group, Garvey Senior Activity Center, Wednesday, May 8th and June 12th, 10:30 a.m. In May, the group would discuss Love and Ruin by Paula McLean, and in June, the group would discuss The Jefferson Key by Steve Berry. Loaner book copies are available. The group welcomes new members. To learn more or to reserve a copy of the book, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Walk with Ease, Leonard Hall, Mondays, Tuesday, Thursday, May 13th through June 20th, 1:30 p.m. The six-week series, an evidence-based health program developed by the Arthritis Foundation, uses walking to relieve the pain and stress of arthritis. Each session has two components. There's classroom instruction, followed by a period of warming up, and then walking. Walking has been shown to reduce the pain arthritis and improve overall health. This series, facilitated by Debbie Brown, a trained Walk with Ease coach, is free. Commitment to regular class attendance and follow-up at home is required. Call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Luncheon with Folk Salad, Garvey Senior Activity Center, Wednesday, May 15th, noon. Join us for Folk Salad and Eccentric Acoustic Band performing folk, light rock, oldies, and originals. They have performed all over St. Mary's County, including the Port of Leonardtown Winery, Lotus Kitchen, and the Loeffler Senior Activity Center. Come enjoy a delicious lunch with a great performance with Folk Salad. The menu for the day is barbecue chicken leg, baked potato wedges, dilled carrots, whole wheat dinner rolls, chilled pears, and orange juice. Cost for lunch is by donation for those ages 60 and above, and $6 for those under the age of 60. Call 301-475-4200, extension 71050, to learn more or to make reservations. Page 16. Tai Chi for Arthritis. Tai Chi for Arthritis, Garvey Senior Activity Center, Monday, June 3rd through July 8th, 8:30 a.m. The Arthritis Foundation Tai Chi program, developed by Dr. Paul Lam, uses gentle, sun-style Tai Chi routines that are safe, easy to learn, and suitable for every fitness level. The Tai Chi program helps reduce stress, increase balance and flexibility, and improves your overall mind, body, and spirit. During the 6 weeks, participants learn warm-up and cool-down exercises, six basic core movements, and direction changes to add challenge. Due to the nature of this class, attendance at all sessions is highly recommended and no walk-ins are accepted. Advanced sign-up is required. To register, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. AARP Safe Driver Course, Garvey Senior Activity Center, Tuesday, June the 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Topics covered in this course include, but are not limited to, roundabouts, pavement markings, stop sign compliance, red light running, and safety issues such as speeding, seatbelt, and turn signal use. The cost is $15 for AARP members, $20 for non-members, payable to AARP. Members must show their membership card to get the member's rate. Advanced sign-up is required. Lunch is available at the center. Cost is $6 for those under the age of 60 and a donation for those ages 60 and above. Call 301-475-4200, extension 71050 to register for the class. Make lunch reservations when registering. Kickboxing, Garvey Senior Activity Center, Wednesday, June 5th through July 17th, 8:30 a.m. Cost is $35. Kickboxing tones muscles through punching and kicking using focus pads, target pads, and mitts. Participants may notice an improvement in overall balance and flexibility. The aerobic moves of kickboxing have been shown to improve circulation and offers a great stress relief. The specialized class is geared towards active men and women ages 50 and above and has great energy without the high-impact exercises that are done during a mainstream kickboxing class. The instructor, Gino Rothback, is a registered nurse, a senior fitness instructor, and is a black belt in Taekwondo and certified martial fusion and kickboxing instructor. Cost is $35, payable to Gino Rothback. Payment required at time of reservation. Call 301-475-4200, extension 71050, to learn more. Page 17. Hearing screenings and presentation, hearing aids. By Jacobs Audiology, Garvey Senior Center, Tuesday, June 11th, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Dr. Pino earned her doctorate in audiology from Towson University in May 2016 and is board certified in audiology by the American Board of Audiology. Dr. Pino's clinical interests include comprehensive audiological assessment, as well as the fitting and programming of amplification devices. She will be offering hearing screenings before and after the presentation. Dr. Pino will offer a presentation concerning hearing aids and answer questions that you may have. If you would like to sign up for a hearing screening and the presentation, please call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Luncheon with the Bushmill Band, Garvey Senior Activity Center, Wednesday, June 19th at noon. Come join us at the Garvey Senior Activity Center and enjoy the musical stylings of the local Bushmill Band. The Bushmill Band was performed all over the country, including at Cracker Barrel and Riverfest. Their music will get your toes tapping and your hands clapping. The lunch menu is roast turkey, gravy, stuffing, mashed potatoes, carrots, seasonal fruit, and orange juice. Cost for lunch is by donation for those 60 and above and $6 for those under the age of 60. To make reservations, call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Garvey Senior Activity Center Council Incorporated News Cash Blast Fundraiser. The Garvey Senior Activity Center Council Incorporated is holding a Cash Blast fundraiser raffle to support special events and activity supply needs at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. Tickets are available at the Garvey Senior Activity Center beginning May 1st. Cost is $2 per ticket or 3 tickets for $5. First prize is $500, second prize is $250, and third prize is $150. Fourth prize is $100. Drawing to be held October 2nd. No need to be present to win. For information, please call 301-475-4200, extension 71050. The new Garvey Senior Activity Center is on the way. We have answers. The Garvey Council is sponsoring a continental breakfast on Tuesday, June 18th, 2019 at 9 a.m. in the current Garvey Senior Activity Center Club Room. We want to explain the Council's purpose, how we got to where we are today, and how the Council was instrumental in getting the new Garvey Senior Activity Center building. We will give a presentation, which will include a building update, design, floor layout, and timeline for expected opening. We will show a video of the new library, Garvey Senior Activity Center, after our update presentation for those who have not had the opportunity to review it. RSVP by 3:30 p.m. on June 14th by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71050, as seating is limited. Page 18. Loeffler Senior Activity Center in Great Mills, Maryland. 301-475-4200, extension 71658. Art classes by Jamie Nalui Loeffler Senior Activities Center, Tuesdays 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., $85 each month for four classes. Jamie's classes are suitable for beginners as well as intermediate level. She teaches drawing, painting, and other mediums in 4 2-hour sessions per month. Cost of these classes includes enough paint and supplies to get you started. Payment may be made to the instructor on the first day of class. Call 301-475-4200, extension 71658, to sign up or learn more. Educational video series, The Last Outlaws, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Loeffler Senior Activity Center, Wednesday, May 8th, 10 a.m., free, 60-minute session. A film by American Experience. Long before Paul Newman and Robert Redford immortalized them on screen, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid captivated Americans from coast to coast. In the 1890s, their exploits included robbing banks and trains in the West, and then seemingly vanished into thin air. Register to see this video by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or stop by the reception desk to sign up. Seating is limited. Stroke. Health Watch presents What's Up with Strokes. Loeffler Activity Center, Thursday, May 9th, 10 a.m., and this is free. What is a stroke and what causes it? Can it be prevented? And if it does happen, what are my options for treatment? Linda Weintraub will offer this free health presentation as part of Loeffler's monthly Health Watch program. To sign up, call 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or stop by the reception desk. Mom's Morning Out, Loeffler Senior Activity Center, Friday, May 10th, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. This is free. Mother's Day is May 12th. We're inviting all mothers to a new twist on a popular event, honoring you, the heart of the family. Reservations are required for our Mom's Morning Out, which may be held on Friday, May 10th, 9:30 a.m. You'll be served a few tasty treats and will enjoy outstanding harmonies provided by Southern Maryland Sound Barbershop Quartet. Seating is limited to 50, so make your reservations early. Call 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or stop by the reception desk to sign up by May 3rd. Page 19. Learning to Sew Simple Projects, Loeffler Senior Activity Center, Thursday, May 16th, 30th, June 6th, and 20th, 10 a.m. Cost, supplies needed. Note, there are some supplies available at the center, including 6 sewing machines, fabric thread, and other notions. Have you always wanted to sew but never knew or thought to take a lesson? Or maybe you learned to sew a long time ago, but it's been so long, you're not even sure how to go about it. Here are 4 lessons designed to get you started. If this appeals to you, let us know at 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or stop by the reception desk. There is limited space available, but we will try to accommodate as many as possible. Independent Art at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center. Wednesdays, 1 p.m., free or minimal supply fee if doing a project. Independent Art on Wednesday is available to anyone who wants to work on a current project or would like to start something new. Chris Sisk will be on hand to guide you through it or offer a simple take-home project, whichever you prefer. For questions, call 301-475-4200, extension 71658. May Monthly Craft, Potting Shed, Loeffler Senior Activity Center, Friday, May 17th, 10 a.m., and this is free. Put together a flower basket to beautify your porch stoop while visiting with friends. Simply bring your favorite flower container, no bigger than 8 inches in diameter, and at least 2 or 3 6-packs of flowers to share. The dirt's on us. Sign up for this project by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or stop by the reception desk. Class size is limited. Balancing Act, Loeffler Senior Activity Center, Tuesday, June 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th, 9 a.m., $25 for 4 sessions. Developed and taught by Dave Scheibel, This three-session workshop series is ideal for anyone who has balance challenges. The basic exercises in this class are designed to improve stability and balance. The $25 fee is payable to Dave on the first day of class. Call 301-475-4200, extension 71658 to sign up or stop by the reception desk. Educational video series, Sacagawea, Heroine of the Lewis and Clark Journey, Free Loeffler Senior Activity Center, Wednesday, June 5th, 10 a.m., 80 minutes long. In this film, produced by Encounter Video Incorporated, Sacagawea not only makes history as the heroine of the country's most important journey of westward expansion, but she shares a unique experience in her own words. There are 16 seats available. Reserve yours by 301-737-5670, extension 71658, or stop by the reception desk. Page 20. June month craft, glass etching. Loeffler Senior Activity Center, Friday, June 7th at 10 a.m. This is free, and you need to bring a glass. Hand-etched designs are simply beautiful on a glass. Karen Garner will show you just how fun and easy it can be. Bring a simple wine glass or clear glass vase with you to Loeffler. You can sign up for a project by calling 301-475-4200, extension 71658, or stop by the reception desk. Limited space available. HealthWatch presents Communicating with Your Healthcare Provider. Loeffler Senior Activity Center, Thursday, June 13th, 10 a.m., free. It is very important to take an active part in your health care. You and your provider are partners in your well-being, so it's crucial that communication is as clear as possible. Linda Weintraub will be using the role play to describe effective methods you can employ to ease communication. Call 301-475-4200. Extension 71658, or stop by the reception desk to sign up. Summer Bocce Ball. Loeffler Senior Activity Center, 2 and 4th Thursdays in June, July, and August 9th, 10 a.m., and it's free. Loeffler Senior Activity Center will be hosting the season of Bocce Ball on the 2nd and 4th Thursday of each month at 9:30 a.m., starting on June 13th and continuing through August 22nd. If you would like to be a part of it, call 301-737-5670, extension 71658. To sign up or learn more, there is no cost to participate. Donuts for Dads, Loeffler Senior Activity Center, Friday, June 14th, and this is free. This year, the staff at Loeffler will kick off Father's Day weekend by greeting all dads who walk the door on Friday, June 14th, with a special tie and a donut offering. Fuss-free fun for our dads this year. No reservations required. Therapeutic massage. Loeffler Senior Activity Center, $45 for 1 hour massage, plus gratuity if you like. Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays by appointment only. Enjoy the benefit of a long hour-long massage by certified massage therapist Joanna Graves. Stop by the front desk at Loeffler, get the number to call, and leave a message to schedule your massage with Joanna. Your body will thank you. Page 21. Loeffler's Lunch Connection. Tuesday, May 14th. Thursday, May 23rd. Tuesday, June 11th. Thursday, June 27th. Entertainment on Tuesday begins at 11:30 a.m. Lunch is served at noon. Advance reservations are required, preferably at least 2 weeks in advance. Call 301-475-4200, extension 71658. There will be an appreciation basket for our performers and a 50-50 raffle at each luncheon. Tuesday, May 14th, Coastline will bring their smooth harmonies to soothe your soul as they entertain during lunch. Enjoy a meal of low-sodium V8 juice, meatloaf, gravy, mashed potatoes, broccoli, lima beans, whole wheat dinner roll, baked spice apples, and a brownie for dessert. Thursday, May 23rd, the center stage. Seniors will delight you with a variety of skits and songs. Then enjoy a lunch of grape juice, chicken salad, lettuce, tomato slices, three bean salad, whole wheat bread, cantaloupe, and lemon meringue pie for dessert. Tuesday, June 11th, folk salad with start at the music at 11:30, and you will be served a lunch of fruit juice blend, fish patty on a deli roll, green beans, banana, and a popsicle for dessert. Thursday, June 27th, gather before July starts and enjoy a menu of orange juice, seafood salad, pickled beets, corn, whole wheat dinner roll, and apple crisp for dessert. Looking ahead, July brings popular ticketed events to Loeffler, the Midsummer Celebration and the Loeffler Luau. Tickets go on sale June 3rd for the Midsummer Bring Your Grandchildren event, scheduled from 12:30 to 2 p.m. on Wednesday, July 17th. Loeffler Luau, Loeffler Senior Activity Center, Thursday, July 25th. Greetings, cousins. The Loeffler Luau, one of our most memorable summer traditions, is coming up. Tickets go on sale June 3rd. Dance to the music of favorite DJ Mean Gene. Enjoy a feast fit for a tropical island party. Personalized touch catering will prepare the feast. Huli huli chicken, Spanish rice with onions, peas, carrots, corn and egg, garden salad with mandarin oranges, almonds and raspberry dressing, fruit salad with pineapple, mandarin oranges, cherries and grapes in a light vanilla sauce, and pineapple upside down cake for dessert. We will have a tropical toast with mixed fruit juices to kick off the event. Wear your favorite tropical garb, will supply the lay, and bring your best party mood. A limited number of tickets will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Stop by the reception desk during our regular hours to get your ticket. Suggested donation is $10 per ticket. Questions? Call 301-475-4200, extension 71658. Page 22, Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall, Maryland, 301-475-4200, extension 73101. Diamond Dots, Northern Senior Activity Center, Tuesday, May 7th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., $20. Diamond Dots are the latest crafting craze. Learn how to complete this beautiful, multifaceted jewel work of art. Class will be led by experienced crafter Martha Baker, who will guide you on how to complete the kit and frame your work. If additional time is needed to complete this project, another session will be held. The cost is $20 and includes all material and frame. Payment is due at time of sign-up. Space is limited. To sign up and pay for this class in advance, visit the front desk. For more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 73101. Mother's Day Comedy Fun, Northern Senior Activity Center, Wednesday, May 8th, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., $5 fee. Celebrate Mother's Day at the Northern Senior Activity Center with live entertainment by the Charles County Show Troupe in their performance of Comedy Central. This variety show features singing, dancing, comedy, and more. After the show, enjoy a refreshing lunch of chicken salad platter with hard-boiled egg, croissant, lettuce, tomato, three bean salad, watermelon, and vanilla coconut cake for dessert. This event will also feature door prizes and a money raffle collected at the door. Suggested donation for a ticket is $5. Performance to start at 10:30 a.m. The room will be open for seating at 10 a.m. To sign up and pay in advance for your ticket, visit the front desk. For more information regarding this event, call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Bitter or better, finding emotional balance in the midst of chronic disease. Northern Senior Activity Center, Tuesday, May 14th at 4 p.m. Chronic disease is just as destructive to your spirit as it is damaging to your body. Since chronic struggles for health and healing are constant, so too is the burden on lives and relationships, and learning how to manage them is not easy. But it makes a difference. Come join in a presentation about searching for positivity and purpose while dealing with illness and adversity. Led by Lyme disease support and discussion facilitator, Marie Noelle Latourie, This session is intended to offer inspirational and motivational insight from an insider's journey and perspective. Advanced signups are required by calling 301-475-4200, extension 73102. Family history uncovered. Discover your roots. Find out where you came from. DNA Genealogy Workshop, Northern Senior Activity Center. Wednesday, May 15th, 9 to 11 a.m., and this is free. The Northern Senior Activity Center will have a genealogy class that focuses on using DNA to build your family tree. Identify the tests available, where you can find them, and how to read the results. This class will be taught by Louise McDonald in the computer lab. Space is limited. Sign up for this session in advance. Visit the sign-up table or call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Page 23. Breakfast Cafe, Northern Senior Activity Center, Wednesdays, May 22nd and June 19th, 9 to 10 a.m. Cost is $2. Start your day off right with a delicious breakfast made by Ginger. Make your reservation today to have breakfast with friends and let us do the cooking and cleanup. Breakfast on May 22nd will be bacon, egg, and cheese on an English muffin, potato cake, and fruit. Breakfast for June 19th will be French toast casserole, ham, and fruit. The cost is $2 at sign-up. Space is limited. To sign up and pay for breakfast in advance, visit the front desk. For availability, call 301-475-4200, extension 73101. Myers-Briggs Assessment, Northern Senior Activity Center, Wednesday, May 15th, 1 to 2 p.m., and May 29th, 1 to 3 p.m. This is free. The Myers-Briggs Assessment or Type Indicator is an introspective self-report questionnaire used to identify different psychological types. Understanding these differing types helps shed light on how different people perceive situations or information and make decisions. Understanding your type is a great tool for recognizing your personal strengths and weaknesses. This two-part workshop will not only allow you to take this test to identify your type, but also to assess your type so that you have a better understanding of the lens through which you see the world. This workshop will be led by clinical social worker Vicki Ulserview. Space is limited. To sign up for this assessment in advance, please visit the sign-up table or call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Heart's Desire Creations Painting Classes, Northern Senior Activity Center. Thursday, May 16th and Tuesday, June 11th, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., and the cost is $8. Showcase your inner artist and create a beautiful impressionist painting using canvas and acrylic paint. Lori Johnson's designs for the May and June class will be on display at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Projects are suitable for artists of all skill lengths. Please be sure to dress ready to paint. The $8 fee includes all materials and instruction and is required at the time of sign-up. Space is limited. For more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Page 24. Fall Prevention with Mike, the PT. Northern Senior Activity Center, Thursday, May 30th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is free. Learn fall prevention tactics and tips for physical therapist Dr. Mike O'Brien. This discussion will cover medication, gait, how to get from the floor, and more. Space is limited. To sign up for this presentation in advance, please visit the sign-up table or call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Summer Barbecue and Band, Northern Senior Activity Center, Friday, May 31st, 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The cost is $6. Nothing says summertime like barbecue and live music at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Start off with a delicious barbecue lunch with a pulled pork sandwich on a deli roll, coleslaw, corn, cantaloupe, and a brownie for dessert. Entertainment will be provided by Joe and Joyce. This musical duo plays a variety of music on the guitar and harmonica. They also have a rich familial history and with unplugged stories of their parents who played with greats like Eddie Fisher and Bob Dylan. Suggested donation for a ticket is $6. Lunch to start at 11:30 a.m. The room will open for seating 11 a.m. To sign up and pay in advance for your ticket, please visit the front desk. For information regarding this event, please call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Sea Glass Craft, Northern Senior Activity Center, Monday, June 3rd, 1:30 p.m., $5 fee. Embrace the summer by making a craft using sea glass. Local artist and crafter Barbara Ferrante will guide you as you decorate your sea glass with nautical embellishments. The cost is $5, includes all materials. Space is limited and payment is due at the time of sign-up. To sign up and pay for this craft in advance, please visit the front desk. For more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. National Eyewear Day. Northern Senior Activity Center, Thursday, June 6, free. In honor of National Eyewear Day, the Northern Senior Activity Center will be giving away free readers and sunglasses while supplies last. Stop by our social room and select one free pair of glasses of your choice. Put your readers to the test and check out a book from our library while you visit. Father's Day Rock and Roll Fun. Northern Senior Activity Center, Friday, June 14th, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., $6. Come get your groove on for Father's Day at the Northern Senior Activity Center with a luncheon and live performance. Start off with hearty lunch of sliced turkey and gravy, baked potato with sour cream, carrots, applesauce, whole wheat bread, and turtle cheesecake for dessert. Entertainment will be provided by the very talented Jimmy Simon. Jimmy showcases music from rock and roll's greatest stars, and he will have you dancing in the aisles. This event will also feature door prizes and a money raffle collected at the door. Suggested donation for a ticket is $6. Lunch to start at 11:30 a.m. The room will be open for seating at 11 a.m. To sign up and pay in advance for your ticket, please visit the front desk. For more information regarding this event, please call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Page 25. Safety for Seniors, Northern Senior Activity Center, Thursday, June 20th, 10 to 11:30 a.m. This is free. Do you have a personal safety plan, whether it is your physical safety while you're out or about, or your cyber safety while you're in your own home? It is important to know how to limit your risk and what to do in case of an accident. Come to the Northern Senior Activity Center and participate in our Safety for Seniors presentation. The presentation will be led by Harold Taff, who has been involved in law enforcement and private corporate security for 45 years. Space is limited and advanced sign-up is required. To sign up for this class, please visit the sign-up table or call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Line Dancing with Geneva, Northern Senior Activity Center, Wednesday, June 26, 1 to 2 p.m. I'm sorry, that's 1 to 2:30 p.m., and it is free. Experienced line dancing instructor Geneva Leon will be visiting during our line dancing program, Time to Teach a New Dance. This class is ideal for everyone, whether you are a seasoned dancer or new to the dance line. Seasoned dancers can learn new moves to practice with their friends, and new dancers can meet a whole new of fun-loving dancers. To sign up in advance, please visit our sign-up table. For more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Intergenerational Bingo and Burgers, Northern Senior Activity Center, Friday, June 28th, 10 to 11:30 a.m., $2 for two cards. The Northern Senior Activity Center will have intergenerational bingo on Friday, June 22nd from 10 to 11:30 a.m. This is sure to be fun bounding time with your school-aged children or grandchildren. Cost is $2 for two cards per person, and there will be both adult and kid-friendly prizes. Refreshments will be available. Advanced sign-up is required for both bingo and lunch. A kid-friendly lunch will also be provided that day of a hamburger with cheese on a deli roll, lettuce, tomato, onion, baked beans, coleslaw, seedless watermelon, and dessert. Lunch is a donation from seniors 60 and older, $6. For others, made the... Lunch is a donation from seniors 60 and older, $6 for others, made the day of the event. Lunch may be reserved for school-aged grandchildren. To sign up and pay for this event in advance, visit the front desk. Diamond Dazzle Drop-Ins. Northern Senior Activity Center, 3rd Tuesdays, 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Participants bring kits. Working on your diamond dots or similar diamond art kit project, bring your current project to work on and even a completed project to showcase. This group loves all types of diamond art kits. If you are looking for space and enthusiastic people to craft with, then this is the group for you. They meet on the third Tuesday of the month. For more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 73103. Page 26. Retired and Senior Volunteer Program by Noreen Rowe, RSVP Project Manager. Connect with friends, family, and services that support participation. Create through activities that promote health and personal enrichment. Contribute time, talent, and life experience to benefit others. Older Americans Month. RSVP and Older Americans Month, as we celebrate Older Americans Month in May, I reflect on the many ways RSVP volunteers demonstrate just how much seniors have to offer our community and those they serve. In both big and small ways, our volunteers offer a shining example that age is no barrier to service. Our volunteers range in age from 55 to 90 plus, and they continue to amaze me by their commitment and dedication. RSVP volunteers connect. RSVP volunteers connect with our community by reaching out to those in need, by sharing their kindness and caring, and by bridging the gap between community needs and community services, by donating their time and talents to local nonprofits, county agencies, and persons in need. RSVP volunteers show that seniors play an important role in the life of St. Mary's County. They help to paint the picture of a community where we care about, serve, and help our neighbors. RSVP volunteers create a climate of caring through a worldwide range of service activities, such as delivering meals to homebound persons, driving seniors to doctor appointments, or delivering medical equipment free of charge to persons in need. RSVP volunteers also do their creative talents to teach arts and crafts classes, lead group activities, arrange educational outreach tours, and decorate senior activity centers. Their creative giving spirit provides inspiration to others who are seeking ways that they might serve our community. RSVP volunteers contribute their time, talent, expertise, and life experience to make our corner of the world in St. Mary's County a better place. You too could contribute to our team of active seniors engaged in volunteer service. Come join us in this worldly endeavor. To connect, create, and contribute through senior volunteer service, call RSVP at 301-475-4200, extension 71653, or email noreen.rowe at stmarysmaryland.com. Page 27. RSVP Volunteer Contributions. At our RSVP Volunteer Awards Banquet in March, we celebrated the 298 RSVP volunteers who exemplify an amazing spirit of community service in 2018. During the past year, the RSVP volunteers contributed 35,534 hours of service, valued at $977,185. Their dedication is testament to the power of senior volunteers to make a difference in our community. Presidential Lifetime Achievement Awards. We paid tribute During our awards banquet to a record number of RSP volunteers who earned the Prudential Lifetime Achievement Award. This award is bestowed on volunteers who serve 4,000 or more hours of lifetime service with RSVP. The five volunteers we honored for reaching this lofty goal are Marilyn Grace, Nancy Norris, Betty Robbins, James Stanley, and Linda Talton. Each of them was honored with the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award that included a certificate and signed letter from the President of the United States. Congratulations to all for a volunteer job well done. St. Mary's County Woman of the Year. At our awards banquet, tribute was also paid to RSVP volunteer Margaret Forrest, St. Mary's County Woman of the Year. She was honored at the 2019 Women's History Month banquet presented by the St. Mary's County Commission for Women. At the March event, Margaret was recognized for her many contributions as Vice President of the Garvey Council and her efforts on behalf of the current and new Garvey Senior Activity Center. She also serves as a member of the Commission on Aging. Helping to advocate for the seniors of St. Mary's County, she was honored for her tireless service, dedication, and commitment to others. Page 28, Law Day. Wednesday, May 1st, 2019, 9 a.m. to 4:30. Make an appointment with an attorney to fill out an advance health directive completely free. An advance health care directive will name your health care agent, the person or persons who will make your health care decisions for you, decide when your agent's power becomes effective, state your desires concerning the administration or withholding of life-sustaining procedure if you are unable to give instructions regarding your care to an end-of-life condition, incurable disease, terminal condition, persistent vegetative state, end-stage condition, injury. This includes a choice or choices of artificial nutrition and hydration and or all available interventions. Customize with your personal instructions and statements. Choose pain relief to relieve pain and suffering. State your wishes concerning organ donation or the donation of your body. State your desires and preferences regarding funeral and burial, cremation, memorial service, and other final instructions. Registration required. Call Community Programs and Outreach Manager Sarah Miller at 301-475-4200, extension 71073, to schedule an appointment at your local Senior Activity Center. Appointments will be available at the Loeffler Northern and Garvey Senior Activity Centers. All attorneys are members of the St. Mary's County Board Association and are donating their time for Law Day to fill out advance care directives only. This is a free service. Page 29. Location, Garvey Senior Activity Center, Leonardtown, 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Quilting Bee, Louise Park is the instructor. Days are first and third Fridays. Time is 9:30. And the cost is whatever supplies is needed. Bingo. First and third Mondays. Loeffler Senior Activity Center. Great Mills. 301-475-4200. Extension 71658. Needle Crafters. The instructor is Audrey Heine. Day, Monday and Thursdays, time 10 to 11:30 a.m. and this is free. Open Studio Art, instructor is Chris Nielsen-Sisk. It's every Friday at 10 a.m. and the cost is the supplies. Sew It Alls, instructor is Judith Nelson. It's on Monday at 1 p.m. and it is free. Independent Art Classes. Instructor is Chris Nielsen-Sisk or Jamie Nalue. For Chris Nielsen-Sisk, it's Wednesdays, 1 p.m. Bring your materials. It's $85 for 4 weeks. For Jamie Nalue, it's Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 12. bring materials, and it's $85 for 4 weeks. Charity Crafters. Instructor is Dee Pohl. Days is Thursdays, 1 p.m., and it is free. Honey Bee Quilters. Instructor is Jan Goings. It's the first and third Wednesdays. It's at 10 a.m. to noon, and it is free. Project Linus. Instructor is Debbie Rumpel. It is third Fridays at 10 a.m., and it is free. Monthly Craft. Instructor is Audrey Haney. It is first and second Fridays at 10 a.m., and it is free. Wood Carving. Instructor is W. and M. Brown. It's Tuesdays at 1 p.m., and the cost is supplies. Embroidery on Paper. Instructor is Omega Taylor and Lily Mellenberg. It is on Mondays at 1 p.m., and it's $5 for your starter kit. At the Northern Senior Center in Charlotte Hall, phone number 301-475-4200, extension 73101, Simply Crafty. This is self-directed. It's daily. It's open daily, and it's free. Whimsy Works Pottery. Instructor is Pam King. It's the second and fourth Mondays, and it's 1:30 to 4:45 p.m., and it is free. I'm sorry, there is a fee. Quilting for Beginners. Instructor is Gina Alexander. Second and fourth Wednesdays, it's 12:30 to 4:30 p.m., and it is free. Dynamic Ceramics. Instructor is Nancy Norris. It's Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and there is a fee. Open Studio. It's self-directed. It's Monday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m., and it is free. Diamond Dots Group. Instructor is Rachel Mowat. It is third Thursdays, and it's 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and it is free. Coloring Group, full. Barbara Baker is the instructor. First and third Wednesdays, it's 1 to 3 p.m., and it's a supply donation. Bring Your Buddy Billiards. It's Mondays before 1 p.m., Wednesdays, Thursdays, no Fridays or Tuesdays. And Mondays, it's before 1 p.m. and it's free. Wednesdays, it's before 1 p.m. and it's free. And Thursdays, it's after 3 p.m. and it's free. Hand and Foot, it's second and fourth Tuesday, 12:30 to 4:30, and it's free. Oh Heck, Tuesdays and Fridays, 9:30 to 3:30, and it's free. Double Pinnacle, Tuesdays, 11 a.m. to 4:30, and it's free. And Fridays, it's 11 to 4:30, and it's free. Breakfast Cafe varies. The days vary. 9 to 10 a.m., and it's a $2 fee. Western Mojang, Wednesdays, 1 to 4 p.m., and it's free. And Eastern Mojang is Mondays and Thursdays, 1 to 4:30 p.m., and it's free. Bridge is Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's free. And Bingo is Fridays, 10 to 11:45 a.m., and it's $2. Eat, Play, Fun, Pitch. Second and fourth Thursdays, 12:30 to 3 p.m., and it's $5. Swag, or Seniors with Awesome Games, is Tuesdays and Fridays, 1 to 4:30 p.m., and it's free. Northern Stars Theater Group. The days vary, and they're at 1 p.m., and they're free. What's for lunch? Wanted, older adults who like to eat. Did you know that St. Mary's County has three senior activity centers open to independent older adults Monday through Friday, where lunch is served? Adults age 60 and over can enjoy lunch among friends, and monetary donations are accepted. Continued social environment and good nutrition are key to healthy, independent aging. By joining your friends for lunch at the Garvey, Loeffler, or Northern Senior Activity Centers, you are taking a positive step and enjoying these benefits. Try to lunch at your local or senior activity center. Call the centers by noon the day before to make a reservation. The monthly menu is available at the centers or online at www.stmarysmaryland.com/docs/menus.pdf. Page 31. Location is Garvey Senior Activity Center in Leonardtown. Phone is 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Activities. Bingo. First and third Mondays, 10 a.m. to noon, and the cost is $1 to $3. Billiards drop-in varies. The days vary, the time varies, and the cost is free. Senior Vibes, first Tuesday, 10 to noon, and it is free. Bridge Club, Thursdays and fourth Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call for information, but it is free. Cribbage, second and fourth Mondays, 10 a.m. to noon, and it is free. Loeffler Senior Activity Center in Great Mills, 301-475-4200, extension 71658. Pinnacle, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and it is free. Canasta Pitch Club, Tuesdays, 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it is free. Contract Bridge, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to noon, and it is free. Bingo, Tuesdays, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., $1 up to 3 cards. Bingo, Wednesdays, 12:30 to 1:30, $1 up to 3 cards. Canasta and More, Wednesdays, 1 to 4 p.m., and it is free. Puzzles, daily, 9 to noon, and it is free. Polish Poker and Pitch, Wednesday and Thursday, 9:30 a.m., and it is free. Coloring Conquest, daily, 9 a.m., and it is free. Rumicube, Tuesdays, 9:30 a.m., and it is free. Mamma Mia at Toby's Dinner Theater, Wednesday, August 7th, adults are $98. Mamma Mia, here we go again, fall in love with this feel-good story of a mother, a daughter, and three possible dads. This delightful musical features the timeless hits by ABBA and is sure to have you dancing in the aisles. The cost of this trip is $98 and covers tickets to the lunch. Lunch buffet and transportation on a spacious motor coach, driver gratuity, and snacks for the return trip. The bus will depart from the Northern Senior Activity Center at 8:45 a.m. and will return at approximately 5:15 p.m. Payment is due at sign-up to secure your spot for the trip. Please let staff know at sign-up if you need any seating or special accommodations. For more information, contact Rachel Mowat by phone at 301-475-4200, extension 73103, or by email at rachel.mowat@stmarysmaryland.com. Page 32. Garvey Senior Activity Center, Leonardtown, 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Fitness equipment is daily, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it is free to use. Men's strength training, Mondays and Thursdays, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., and you do need your fitness card for that. Enhanced fitness, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10:45 to 11:45, and that is with your fitness card. Open table tennis, Tuesdays except first Thursdays, 10 a.m. to noon, 2:15 p.m. That is Tuesdays except first is 10 a.m. to noon and Thursdays are 2:15 p.m. And this is free. Arthritis Foundation exercise, Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays, 8:45 to 9:20 a.m., and that is free. Yoga for everyone, Tuesday and Fridays, 1:05 to 2:05 p.m., and you need your fitness card. Line dancing, Wednesdays, 1:30 to 2:30 p.m., and it is free. Exercise for Parkinson's disease is Thursdays, 1:15 to 2 p.m., and it is free. Zumba is Thursdays, 10:45 to 11:45 a.m., and you need your fitness card. Walk and Tone is Fridays. It's 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., and you need your fitness card. Chair Yoga is Wednesdays, and it's 9:40 to 10:40 a.m., and you need your fitness card. Loeffler Senior Activity Center, Great Mills, 301-475-4200, extension 71658. Fitness equipment available daily, 8 o'clock to 4:30 p.m., and it is free. Wii Sports is daily. It's 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and it is free. Zumba is Mondays at noon, and you need your fitness card. Walking Club is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m., and it is free. Arthritis Foundation exercise is Monday and Fridays, 1 to 2 p.m., and it is free. Enhance Fitness, Mondays and Fridays, and is 2 p.m., and Wednesdays is 1 p.m., and you need your fitness card. Strength Training, Tuesdays 10 to 11 a.m., and Thursdays 8:40 to 9:40 a.m., and you need your fitness card. Yoga is Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday. Yoga is Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9:40 to 11 a.m., and you need your fitness card. Line dance is Fridays at 11 a.m., and it's free. Tai Chi for arthritis and fall prevention is Mondays, Thursdays, by schedule. Please call. It's at 11 a.m., and it is free. Page 33, ongoing physical activities at the Northern Senior Center. 301-475-4200, extension 73101. Fitness equipment available daily, 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m., and it is free. Wii Sports, please call for the day and time, but it's free. Walking on Three Notch Trail is daily. It's open, and it's free. Awakening Yoga is Mondays, 9 to 10 a.m., and you have to have your fitness card. Zumba is Tuesdays, 10 to 11 a.m., and you need your fitness card. Arthritis Foundation exercise is Wednesday and Thursdays, 10 o'clock to 10:45 a.m., and it's free. Enhance Fitness is Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 to 10 a.m., and Saturdays, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., and you need your fitness cards. Line dancing is Wednesdays, 1 to 2:30 p.m., and it's free. Regular bike riding is daily on the back path, and it's free. Regulation horseshoes, you have to call for the days and time for that. Tai Chi for arthritis, Tuesdays, May 21st through August the 6th, is 10 to 11 a.m., and it's free. Seated Tai Chi, Mondays, May 6th through June 17th is 10:15 to 11 a.m. and it's free. Chair Yoga is Fridays 9 to 10 a.m. and it's with your fitness card. We'll read to you. Audio version of the New Beginning newsletter and calendars are online. Thanks to volunteer readers Barbara Homan and Linda Wheeler, an audio version of this bi-monthly New Beginning newsletter is available on the Department of Aging and Human Services website. To have New Beginnings read to you, go to the webpage www.stmarymd.org/aging, Click on Community Programs or click on Bi-Monthly Newsletter under Quick Links. This will take you to previous newsletter, and you can click on the issue you want to read or click on the sound icon to the right of the monthly edition you want to have read to you. Call 301-475-4200, extension 717-1073. Call 301-475-4200, extension 7173 to learn more about this audio availability. Additional volunteer readers and those proficient in other languages are particularly welcome. At the time, the commitment is approximately 2 hours on a bi-monthly basis. Page 34. Garvey Senior Activity Center, Leonardtown, 301-475-4200, extension 71050. Book discussion. Instructor is a volunteer. Day's second Wednesday, 10:30 a.m., and it is free. Diabetes discussions. Instructor is Margaret Forrest. It's every third Wednesday, 10:30 p.m., and it's free. Reader's Theater. Linda Lagel is our instructor. Second and fourth Wednesday, the time is 11 a.m. and it's free. Current events, instructor is Paul Kelly. It is Mondays, 10 a.m. and it's free. Scripture study, instructor is Solomon Alames, every Friday, 10 a.m. and it's free. Computer tutor, instructor is a volunteer. It's daily and it's by appointment, but it's free. Paige Scherner's Book Club, it's full. Instructor is Gloria Fusco. It's the third Tuesday. It's 11 to 12:30 p.m. and it's free. Lyme Disease Support and Discussion Group. Instructor is Marie Noelle Loterier. Day is to be determined. Time is 1 p.m. and it's free. Okay, I have to start back because I went from Loeffler right into Northern. I'm sorry. So let's start with Loeffler Senior Activity Center in Great Mills, 301-475-4200, extension 71658. Current events. Instructor is Paul Kelly, and it's Mondays, 10 a.m., and it's free. Scripture study is Solomon Alames. It's every Friday at 10 a.m. and it's free. Computer tutor is a volunteer. It's daily. It's by appointment, but it's free. We're now at the Northern Senior Activity Center, Charlotte Hall, 301-475-4200, extension 73101. Paige Turner's Book Club is full. Instructor is Gloria Fusco. It's the third Tuesday, 11 to 12:30 p.m., and it's free. Lyme Disease Support and Discussion Group is Marie Noelle Loterier. That's an instructor. The days are to be determined, and it's at 1 p.m., and it's free. Book Chatter Book Club is full. Instructor is Martha Baker. It's the fourth Thursday, 11 to noon, and it's free. What's the Word Bible Study? Instructor is Karen Beck. First Tuesday, 10 to 11:30 a.m., and it's free. Senior Matters, on hold at this time, but it's usually Thursdays, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., and it's free. Sign up online to receive New Beginning. You can sign up to receive a notification when the newsletter is available online in PDF form via stmaryscountymaryland.com/citizen/signup.asp. This link will also be allowed you to sign up for news releases and emergency alerts. The newsletter can also be viewed on the Department of Aging and Human Services website, stmarysmaryland.com/aging/. If you choose to receive the newsletter via email or view online rather than mailing, contact Community Programs and Outreach at 301-475-4200, extension 71073. Page 35. St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services at a Glance. Lori Jennings Harris, Director. MAP/INA, your link to health and support services providing older adults, persons with disabilities, and caregivers with a single point of entry. Help for seniors in the form of services, benefits, and assistance is provided. Access to information and referral services, options counseling, support for caregivers, and more are provided at 301-475-4200, extension 71050 for information. Home and community-based services consist of multiple programs providing the following services: Medicaid-funded, community-based services, long-term care ombudsman, senior care program, respite assistance and caregiver support. Call Rebecca Kessler, division manager, at 301-475-4200, extension 71061. Senior Activity Centers. The three county senior activity centers are places where active adults age 50 and over can participate in activities, events, exercise programs, and group meal programs. Call Alice Allen, division manager, at 301-475-4200, extension 71063. Home-delivered meals, a service for seniors 60 and over who are homebound and have a moderate to severe disability which prevents them from shopping or cooking for themselves and who have no one to prepare meals. Program coordinator Ms. Monica Williams can be reached at 301-475-4200, extension 71060. Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. Offering persons 55 years of age or older an opportunity to donate their time, talents, enthusiasm, and expertise in the local community. Call 301-475-4200, extension 71653. Senior Rides Program, a program which connects individuals who meet certain criteria and need transportation to important events and appointments with pre-screened, trained volunteer drivers. Call 301-475-4200, extension 71066 for more information. Community Programs and Outreach. Community Programs and Outreach communicates timely and topical information to the senior community through a bi-monthly newsletter, website updates, local and statewide events, and local media. To receive the bi-monthly newsletter, call 301-475-4200, extension 71073. Human Services. Areas of responsibility of the Division of Human Services include community development, homelessness, supportive services for children and youth, and social, educational, and recreational activities for children and families. Call 301-475-4200, extension 71849. The website is www.stmarysmaryland.com/aging. The phone is 301-475-4200, extension 71050. The fax number is 301-475-4503. Our address is 41780 Baldridge Street, P.O. Box 653, Leonardtown, Maryland, 20650. Please send donations and correspondence to the Post Office Box. And that was Post Office Box 653. Senior Activity Centers. The Garvey Senior Activity Center is located at The Garvey Senior Activity Center is located at 41780 Baldridge Street, Leonardtown, Maryland, 20650. The phone number is 301-475-4200, extension 71050. The Loeffler Senior Activity Center is located at 21905 Chancellor's Run Road, Great Mills, Maryland, 20634. The phone number is 301-475-4200, extension 71658. The Northern Senior Activity Center is located at 29655 Charlotte Hall Road, Charlotte Hall, Maryland, 20622. And their phone number is 301-475-4200, extension 73101.